Welcome to the Side of the Desk podcast, hosted by Fidelity Jobs and the Women's Leadership Group. We're here to have deep discussions on the authentic experience of being a working professional in today's ever-changing workforce. Welcome to our latest episode of Side of the Desk. I'm your host, Justin. Today, we're going to have a really unique topic. Fidelity has more than just finance roles. We have more than just technology roles. We're going to be showcasing and discussing some of our more unique careers here at Fidelity. I'm joined by two guests who both happen to be named Ryan. Ryan Y and Ryan R. Thank you for joining me. Ryan Y, I'm going to start with you. If you could introduce yourself to our audience, give us your job title, and then Ryan R, if you want to follow up, that would be a great way for us to kick off.
Sure thing. Hi, everyone. Ryan Y here. My title here at Fidelity is Director of and Content Creator, and I sit in the social media project area as a member of the squad that focuses on brokerage, digital assets, and digital experiences. And I use my experience in gaming and content creation to help create, promote, and engage on our platforms like Discord, Reddit, and Roblox.
That's unreal. I love that. I am a senior manager, video producer, sitting within the communications function. Now, you may say, what the heck is that within the communications function? Now, we support the CEO of our direct reports, internal, external communications, anything that goes enterprise-wide. So it's really fascinating to see everything come across the board because we're also involved in channels as well and really being able to cater the content to whatever channel that's needed for the message.
So we have social media, we have gaming, we have production, creativity, and all in one here on this podcast, which is super interesting. When I was looking for jobs years ago and I came across Fidelity, I just thought every role had to do with managing people's finances. I would never think that we have such unique roles like you each have. Ryan, let's start with you. Talk to us about your day-to-day Fidelity.
As a senior video producer, it's really on a day-to-day basis, it's very quick and very hectic, which I kind of enjoy the environment because from one moment, you can start your day off as a, you know, our morning meeting and where we all discuss some products or any issues that come up throughout products or new things that are just coming in that are urgent. And then we can go ahead and flip a switch and we're going right into a video production, whether it's what we're producing right now, the Side of the Desk or as a podcast or going on to a video shoot with the senior executive. And then we'll flip another switch. We'll go into writing, right? And so it's so amazing how we're able to wear multiple hats in our roles and on a day-to-day basis going from, again, shooting, editing, directing to then playing a talent in a video or even just writing a script or helping to improve a script. It's just such a crazy day and such a energetic day I just love to have every day.
I'm going to split my day-to-day up into the different like projects that I work on. So one of those sets is the innovative social platforms I keep mentioning, Discord and Reddit. And on there, we are, there's a regular content process where you look a few months ahead, look at what is coming, decide what you want to put out, and then work on producing that content so it can be released on time. But then when it comes to something that's more one-off or a big project, not something that's recurring, something like our Roblox game, there's more compartmentalized steps that you only do once. You don't do it again and again. So initially, you get a brief and create something, ideate something. And then once you've done that, you concept it. And then you have to build it and test it and then get ready for release and then promote it. So all of these are different steps that you go through only once. The third one is I sometimes do on-camera work. So stuff like that, once in a while, it's like I drop everything and today is a shoot day and it's like I'm on set at a commercial shoot or something where my day looks totally different. And overall, there are, like with any corporate job, lots of meetings that I go to, but there's a decent balance of what I call cave time where I have an assignment and I get to open up programs and create something.
Ryan, all right, to steel terminology that you use on the production side of things, let's keep it rolling with you. How did you land in this role? What was your journey like? Where did you begin? Take us back in time and how you ended up here at Fidelity.
Yeah. So graduated college in 2016. I had a relationship to Fidelity here that landed me actually as a contractor, intern contractor, and then just happened to develop into another role of production coordinator. And then I said, I want to take the next step in becoming a producer. And now just taking even a further step back, like looking at school, I went to school for sociology, which was just mostly for me was just a matter of how do you navigate different spaces and create and build and problem solve. And so as I bring it to the, you know, into video production, I was really interested in video production, advertising and marketing, and then just happened to run with it and just learn, get deeper into video production, which has been nice to really understand this side of the realm of, you know, overall advertising and branding.
Ryan Weil, let's go to you. Tell us about your journey to getting here to Fidelity.
So I'll start like Ryan R. did and say that I graduated from college in 2013, and my first role was at a different financial services firm, a more predictable job that you might have there, but still in marketing. I worked in the marketing department, and specifically, I ran one of their Twitter handles. They had just started leveraging Twitter, now called X, and they needed someone to come in and start one from the ground up for their tax department. So literally opening up the native platform and creating the account and starting from zero followers. While I was there, somebody that also worked on the team recognized my Twitter fingers and gave me the opportunity to tweet for the Boston Marathon. So I was able to do that for a few years as a contract job where I would follow the race and give things like splits, who's in the lead, who's coming up, who won, the context of it all. That was a really fun job that I had. And then during all this time, I was competing in gaming tournaments, a game that I wanted to play competitively. And while I was there, I learned that I wasn't very good at the game competitively. But what I was good at was commentating over the game. The tournament organizer asked me to commentate. And initially, if anyone doesn't know, I'm referring to like when you watch a ball sport game, there's a play-by-play person and a color person to talk about the game, that exact thing, but over video games instead. And initially I was reluctant, but eventually I got on the mic and I immediately got positive feedback. People really liked what I had to say. I think it was my excitement, my hype around what I was talking about that got them excited. And so that, and this actually connects to closely to what Ryan R. does, that is where I learned how to broadcast myself, specifically use open broadcast software, OBS, because that's the software that they used. And I took that new learning home and I started streaming myself on Twitch. And there I found success streaming a different video game. Then while I was there, so I'm still at that initial finance job, and I said, I really want to do something that is more relevant to me and my interest. Tweeting about corporate taxes just wasn't as fun as I thought it would be, and I wanted to find something cooler. So I started looking around for a gaming job. And I was able to find one at a company who builds competitive rosters and competes in games. And there I was able to sharpen my teeth and learn more about social media, get in on the and run all of those accounts. And doing all of that, everything that just preceded gave me the eligibility, the experience needed to get a job like I have now, where I get to be the gaming subject matter expert. What I was told in the past is that it was the combination of having my traditional job and also succeeding at the Twitch streaming that people were willing to give me a shot and say, you know what, this guy is for real. I can give him a gaming job.
Well, something about your job that may surprise people. Ryan Y, let's keep it rolling with you.
I'll start this off by saying maybe this doesn't surprise you anymore because you just learned that I am the gaming subject matter and work on our gaming projects. But what is surprising about my job here at Fidelity is I do get to play a decent amount of video games at work. We created a Roblox game. And so I first ideated that and worked with the team to create that game. And then once the game was in a playable state, I had to play it a lot, learn everything I could about it, find every bug that I could and report it back to the developer, also find things that we wanted to change or adjust. So I did get, and then after it's done, I need to go in the game and create content. So that's something that I like to do outside of work, but I got to do at work as well, which is go into a video game, and this one, in this case, one that we created, and create content around it to promote it. But and now that I've said all that, it may surprise you to know that I do also work on more traditional Fidelity stuff that you may expect, like more traditional financial products.
Very surprising. I did not know that about you. So that's very cool. Ryan R., how about you? What's something that would surprise people to learn about you and your specific job role here?
Yeah, I would say some things that surprise people is that, yes, we're at a finance company, which is more so a tech company as well. But I would say that like the things that we get to work on is beyond the traditional finance conversation. We work with nonprofits, you know, we're able to work on new technologies and really present that in a very creative way, which is fascinating because who would have thought like you could bring in puppets, you can bring in characters, you can, you know, build out scripts that are kind of like in a movie scene, you know? So it's just like, it was really fascinating to learn everything. And also that's another thing I got to caveat to my team that like, I learned everything on the job. And I think that that's what's kept me here so long is just that I'm excited every day to come to work. I'm excited to learn something new. I'm excited to work on new technology and just figure out what's the next cool thing that's going to come out. And I think that's also that breaks the tradition of video production in the sense where you have somebody that has a role in each segment of the role of the production. But the nice thing about our team is that we get to wear every single hat of project manager, shooter, storyteller, executive producer. It's just, it's so fascinating overall when you think about what goes into a film or anything like that. We get to come up with our own ideas on our own or collaborate across the board and really be able to push that envelope and figure out different ways how to get the message out.
For sure. And I can tell you that working in social media, I certainly deal with a lot of stereotypes in terms of what people think I do day to day. Ryan, why you probably deal with this on your end as well. But, you know, people think that all me and my team do all day is create content, or that we just sit around and play on Facebook or Instagram all day. And obviously, there's a lot more to the role and to our team than that. What are some stereotypes or even myths about your respective roles that you hear that maybe isn't true? Ryan, why? Let's start with you.
Well, jumping off how you set it up, I think there's layers of stereotypes that when I describe my job to people, I have to work through. So let's say I met someone on the golf course and they have no idea who I am or what I do. When I first say I work at Fidelity, a bunch of thoughts immediately come to their mind. Oh, he trades stocks. He works on spreadsheets. He's a numbers guy. When none of that is true, I work in the marketing department and I've never been good with numbers throughout my whole life. And so then the next layer is social media. This is what you were mentioning, Justin. When people say, oh, you're on the social media team, they might think he writes tweets or creates Instagram posts or, you know, the more traditional platforms that that first come to mind when you hear the term social media. But really, I work on the more unique, innovative, emerging platforms that I've mentioned before, Discord, Reddit, and Roblox. So when somebody hears I work at Fidelity, their first thoughts are very distant from what I actually do here.
Yeah, and pivoting to you, Ryan R., I mean, I think you probably get asked all the time, like, oh, do you just sit around and make cool videos all day? And obviously, there's a lot more to your job and what you contribute to the firm. Tell us about some of the stereotypes that maybe you hear.
Yeah, and Ryan, I'm right there with you. Whenever you bring up Fidelity, people automatically think that, oh, you manage my 401k. I was like, no, that's not what I do. So it's always a fascinating conversation because it always comes down to, wait, how is this even going to function? What do you do? Like, I don't understand. And they just get very confused, which is the funnest part because then you get to actually like storytell, like, this is actually really fun what I do. And especially the people I work with, you know? So I would say some of the stereotypes that I get is, do I sit around, you know, just trying to come up with new ideas of creating something funny? It's like, no, I think it goes beyond that. Where it usually comes down to, I'm having this conversation, is that I have to really think in depth about what this message is actually going to, how is it going to be perceived and who is this actually going to? And then I think the challenging part too, which we all have to, we have to be a part of, is that process of what's okay to say and what's not okay to say. What hoops can you get through and what hoops you can't get through. So I would say when it comes down to it, again, just circling back to the question, it's just that some of the stereotypes is that, oh, you only shoot with a camera. You can't do too much other things, or you don't really get an understanding of what else goes on. It's like, no, like I think where I'm at actually, it gives me the widest view of the company because I get to touch so many different topics. I get to see so much of what's happening inside the company, outside the company, which is, again, it's the most fascinating thing to be able to be in this role and be able to learn at the same time, at the same pace of what you're doing your profession, which I think is a rare occurrence in most roles.
What are some pieces of advice that you would have for people who would like to tap into the industries that you're both respectively at? Ryan R., let's start with you.
A few things I have in mind. First thing I'd say is network. And it doesn't matter how high up or how down low you go in terms of the total pole of what happens, whether manager or executive or your first year associate. I think the biggest thing is just talking with people, learning what people do, and show that genuineness that you're actually interested in them. Because I think that you can really tell that difference between when somebody's having a genuine conversation with you versus, oh, like, what do you do? Just trying to get directly to the point. It's like, let's have a conversation if that's the case. And I would say to that point as well, just as much as you're networking, also understand how you develop your own brand. Now, I wouldn't say that you have to be a perfectionist in your own area. I would say that you have to be working on your craft, whether that's gaming, whether that's you want to be a storyteller or you want to be in finance. You have to show some type of example of things that you can do or talk to an example of what you can do. And it doesn't have to, again, it doesn't have to be on a major, major platform of what you're doing it on. I would say, you know, even the example, random example would be gaming. Like, how do you enjoy your gaming? What things do you think about when you're going through gaming? The strategies, when you think about monetary, what's going into a game, like whatever game you're playing, right? I just think it depends on how you can tell your story. And that's the strongest thing I can really push is like, what is your story people want to find out about? Especially recruiter or the person that's going to hire you is like, can this person really fit into my team? Or can this person persevere and push through the things that they have to get through in order to be at that point where they hope they can get to or beyond?
I really like what Ryan R. said and agree with all of it. What you mentioned about networking and having a genuine conversation with people is one piece of advice I want to give on that I was lucky enough to get recently is, or if you don't know how to do what Ryan R. and I just described, I talked to a salesperson about it and they really laid it out well because salespeople, although that's extremely far from my role, that's what they do all the time is just stay up to date, stay in someone's ear, stay on top of mind so that when an opportunity comes up, they think of you. But that doesn't mean that you're banging down their door asking, hey, next cool job, give it to me. It just means having, like Ryan R. said, those genuine conversations where you are engaged with what they're doing just as much as you're thinking about what you want to do. That's really good advice. And also, I want to talk about what I have relates to what Ryan was saying about go out and do what you want to do. That's really my advice. And I alluded to it earlier that I went out and started doing what I wanted to do, making gaming content before anyone gave me a shot. No one gave me a shot to do it. I started my channel, started broadcasting on it, found success, and then pointed to it and said, there it is. If you give me a shot, this is what you get access to. It used to be that I'm gonna go back a few years here and talk about radio. So back in the day, you couldn't, like today, just boot up your computer and use the internet to broadcast what you're saying to anyone who would listen. Back in the day, you needed terrestrial radio. And the way that you got on was by begging, sending emails, begging in person, but literally begging for, can I have the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. slot? Please, the worst slot you have, if you just give it to me, I'll prove myself there, and then you'll give me, you know, the middle of the day, and then the morning commute time, which is what everyone wants. But today, and I alluded to it earlier, we live in a world where you can set up your own microphone, your own camera, and whether it be gaming or production, or whatever it is what you want to do, you can use those tools to take the first steps to do in doing whatever you want to do. So you can point to it and say, this is why you should give me a shot instead of just begging.
And I was just going to double down on that, Ryan. I think that's also huge kudos to you as well for how you got to where you are, because, you know, from listening to your journey, is just that you put your passions, mixing your passions at the same time with what you're doing for work. And I think that, like, doubling down on yourself and really leaning into what you want was a huge accomplishment for yourself and obviously where you're at now. So huge kudos to you.
I appreciate it. And that's something I wanted to share with the audience as well, is I assume that if you're listening to this podcast, you are interested in making your work something that you are genuinely passionate about. And that is something that I didn't have at the start of my career. But as you just alluded to, I just worked step by step until I made it there.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that's come through to me hosting this, is the passion that you each have for your respective roles. So as we wrap here, one last question I'd love to ask both of you, and Ryan R., we'll start with you. What's next for you at Fidelity or in your career?
Yeah, I my next chapter, you know, I'm looking at what things are emerging in technology. And that goes to whether it's virtual reality, gaming, you know, just different components of things that I find interesting, which I'm a gamer as well. And I also like virtual reality. That's two examples why I brought those up. But it's just that it's so fascinating how you can learn and teach through technology without having to be fully present. Now, I don't want to eliminate that aspect of being present, but I think there's a mix between, for me, I see my future as teaching, technology, and combining maybe also some of the skills I've been working on here through pretty production and storytelling. That's something that I realize I'm not going to lose that thread through anything I do in my future career, but definitely something that I want to hold on to my dearest. So I can see that's where I'm headed.
Ryan, why? How about you? Where's the future for you?
So I am going to talk about the future, but in the present and in the future, I want to continue doing what I'm doing, advocating and being a part of gaming projects. Obviously, it's an interest of mine, which we've covered, but I genuinely believe that gaming is a great marketing channel, just like any other. There's some crazy stats out there about how many gamers there are and how you can reach them. So it's just as powerful, if not more so, than music, TV, the traditional platforms. So I want to keep advocating for that and keep working on whatever it is that Fidelity wants to work on in gaming. For the future, first, I want to take a quick trip to the past. So I started my career journey with when I graduated college, but one thing that I strategically left out, but will bring up now, is that when I first got to college, I wanted to be a graphic designer. That is what I initially thought I wanted to do, but I always did think I was going to work in marketing with that. But it turns out that I have absolutely zero artistic talent, and I moved over to business for that reason. So recently here at Fidelity, when I got hired initially, I was in a strategy role where I was building briefs, making cases, and following through on what it is that I presented. But very recently, I was given a creative role. So shame on you to whoever told me I had no talent and couldn't have a creative role, because now I've finally circled back there. And so my future, I want, now that I'm finally here, I want to learn everything there is to know about being a creative, what that means, and how I can continue to evolve my job here to do more of what I've been doing, but also lean more into my new creative lane.
Two Ryans, two amazing stories, two very inspirational journeys. Thank you both for joining us. I know I found this conversation to be super interesting and resourceful. Audience, I hope you do as well. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Side of the Desk wherever you listen to your podcast, and follow us at Fidelity Jobs across the social media landscape.
Thank you for listening to this Side of the Desk episode, and thank you to our recording studio and editors who make our episodes possible. For more information about working at Fidelity, check out fidelitycareers.com.